More than 4 months after the fire began, the one thing most associated with disaster recovery, the ubiquitous FEMA trailer, is nowhere to be seen. Yesterday, I spoke with Victor Inge. He's an external affairs specialist with FEMA's Region 9. He said there's a fundamental misunderstanding about the trailers, which FEMA officially calls manufactured homes.
The first choice is to locate someone in a temporary existing house or apartment, but those don't exist. So when we get to the point where the state is requested and we're providing manufactured housing units, understand that these travel trailers and these manufactured housing units are a last resort. That's exactly what I meant.
Right, and I don't expect you to defend the entire federal government, but at the same time, I think that people knew that there was a housing shortage on November 8th when the fire broke out, and here it is 4.5 months later, and there's people still waiting for these manufactured homes.
Well, anytime that you have a situation that has been as horrific as what the people of Paradise have been through, let's face it, things are going to take a little bit longer than usual to sort out.
Well, what is typical in the wake of Hurricane Sandy, in the wake of Katrina? How long did that take to get those manufactured homes to those in need?
Well, first of all, it's not a good idea to compare one disaster to the other. Sandy took place in an urban environment. It didn't involve a fire. There were structures that remained. In this area, there are no structures that are remaining. There were adequate hotels. There were apartment complexes that were available. This doesn't exist within a reasonable distance. And again, unfortunately, we have to urge continued patience because it's going to take time. And we have a group of people who are working continuously to remove barriers to try and get these group sites open, to try and get survivors licensed into existing commercial parks. With that, Mark, I have no further answers for you.
I happened to go down and I met one of your colleagues at the group site in Gridley. Now, this is the major, the largest of all the sites. It's supposed to hold 400 manufactured homes. What I saw was a virgin field. There were a few stakes stuck in the ground where I was told that a road might be. But, you know, it didn't look like anybody even turned one shovel of dirt. Now, the fire, was in November. It's March.
Right.
I mean, this is a country that put a man on the moon in 9 years.
Well, right now we're still looking at mid-April. But we have to understand that there are a lot of things that have to take place prior to. And those things are being done as we speak. And, we're working as quickly as we can to try and make this a reality, because we understand the timetable. We're involved with the disaster survivor every day. So we understand what's going on, and we're working as swiftly as we can to try and remedy the situation.
That was FEMA spokesman Victor Inge.